In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. Now, today in the liturgical life of the church, we are asked to do something similar to what we did last week. We are asked to consider again the cross, but we're doing it a little bit differently this time. Today is the Sunday after the elevation of the precious and life-giving cross. Now, as I thought about this day, I began to think about something a bit different. I actually began to think a little bit about surgery. Now, surgeries happen for an important reason, right? They happen in order to make us better. They happen in order to grant us healing. Now, I have witnessed some people in our community with pain, maybe coming from a knee or a hip, who have had those replaced, right? So they go and they have surgery. The interesting thing is that the healing does not happen right away. If you ever had one of these surgeries, you know that you don't feel better right away. There still is a little bit of work that needs to be done. And many times people do something called, they go to physical therapy. And if you've had physical therapy before, you know that it too doesn't always feel all that good. At first, it might even hurt a little bit. But here's the thing, as we continue with this therapy, as you get stronger, as you begin to heal, you most certainly feel better and you're able to once again do those things that you weren't able to do before. Now, our journey of faith, I think, is something quite similar to that. In order to be healed spiritually, sometimes there's a little bit of discomfort. It is not because God and the church want you to feel pain. They most certainly do not. But what they want is for you to be healed. A surgeon is not out to hurt us, but to heal us. A physical therapist is not out to hurt us, but to heal us. And the church wants the same thing for all of us. But in order for that healing to happen, each of us has to do something. We need to follow Christ, and to do that means we need to set aside things that may keep us away from Him. And sometimes that's uncomfortable. And sometimes that can even be a little bit painful. As we said, today is the Sunday after the elevation of the cross, and we are once again being asked to look upon it and think about the cross. We are asked to do it in a different way. We're not only being asked to consider what Christ did for us by climbing upon the cross, but we are asked to respond to it as well. And Christ clearly tells us today that our response is to do something that can be a little uncomfortable, and that is to deny ourselves, to pick up our crosses, and to follow Him. Today it is important that we consider what this means for each of us. So our reading today comes to us from the Gospel of St. Mark in the 8th chapter. Now there's a few things that are happening here prior to what we just heard this morning, so it's important just to kind of review that a little bit. Prior to what we heard this morning, our Lord was having this conversation with His disciples about who people say that He is. And if you recall, we've talked about this in the past, and He says to them, well, what do people think of me? What do they say about me? And they began to give Him different reasons, right? Some said He's Elijah, some said one of the prophets, and some say that you are St. John the Baptist. But then the Lord looked at them and said, well, what do you say? Who do you say that I am? And if we remember, Peter looks at Him and says, well, you are the Christ. Then the Lord begins to do something that they didn't like too much. He begins to tell them what kind of Christ, what kind of Messiah that He is, and that He would have to die for them. And if you remember, this is where Peter kind of gets upset, because that did not fit with how he understood the Messiah. That did not fit with what he thought was going to happen, that Christ was going to lead them to freedom. And he scolds him. So Jesus then looks at Peter and he calls him Satan. Then he begins to explain to them what true freedom is, and that is not something that they expected. To really be free means that we need to do something. We need to deny ourselves and follow him. And our reading picks up with these words from Christ. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. Now, as I thought about that, one of the more difficult words for me really wasn't this idea of the cross, but it is the word to deny. I think that to deny ourselves, even to restrict ourselves, is somewhat challenging. When you first think about it, it does not seem to be something that our society really tends to cherish, nor is it something that our society tends to teach. But if you think about it for a little bit, you might realize that there are certain situations in our lives where we actually do this. This morning we began talking a little bit about our physical health, and one of the things we discussed was this issue of physical therapy. When you do physical therapy, the one that sets up the program for you is not you, is it? But it's a therapist. You're not in charge, because if you were, you might do less sets than they actually tell you to in those exercises. I know if I was in charge, I might take a few more breaks than they really wanted me to. In the end, we do deny ourselves. We deny ourselves the urge to quit or slow down, and deny ourselves the urge to be in charge. Instead, we choose to follow the instructions of someone else. When we do this, that is when we begin to get better. When we follow their instructions, that's when healing begins. And in our journey of faith, to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, is basically letting Christ be in charge. We are to follow his agenda. We are to follow his program, a program of healing, a program of true freedom, a program where, as St. Paul says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lives in me. When that happens, we have healing. When that happens, we have true freedom. But there's one last thing that has to occur for all of this to work out well, and that is realizing that we really should not be in the lead. Now, in my life, I've realized that there are some things that I'm pretty good at, some things that I can do relatively well, but I've also realized in my life that there are things that my wife, Presbyteria Jennifer, does way better than I do. And I realize something else. If I allow her to do those things, guess what happens? Things go really smoothly at home. I learn from her, and the family tends to do well. The first step of denying ourselves and taking up our cross is realizing that we really need to do it. It is seeing that the direction I am going in at this moment is no longer working for me. It is seeing that his way, Christ's way, is the right way. If I want to have better relationships, the way for more satisfaction in my life, the way to salvation. It might be hard, and sometimes it might be a little bit painful, but it is certainly worth it. Today, I pray that we all allow Christ to take the lead in our lives. I pray that today we remember to take up our crosses in order to find true and lasting healing that can only be found in him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.